It's the feel-good hit of 2021, the podcast that brings you so much more. More of this and more of that. Just more, more, more. And it's better than ever. Best of all, it's free and commercial-free. It's the news according to me. It even rhymes. With new and improved content, fortified with 27 vitamins and minerals. Or maybe not. Be sure to subscribe because you probably won't want to miss any of this. But you might. Never before has so much offered so little. It's the podcast that will leave you asking questions like, how can I get that hour of my life back? Or what on earth are these guys talking about? Where else can you find this kind of content other than 90% of the internet? We're here because you're there, and I'm not even sure what that means. Be sure to like and subscribe because you don't want to be the only one stuck in this. It's the news according to me.
Deep and wide, oh, the D.C. swamp is deep and wide. Deep and wide, deep and wide, oh, the D.C. swamp is deep and wide. And it's so slimy, oh, so slimy. It's so slimy, oh, so slimy. Deep and wide. Deep and wide, oh, the D.C. swamp is deep and wide. Deep and wide, deep and wide, oh, the D.C. swamp is deep and wide.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure.
Come on.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international depression.
Come on, man. Come on.
True international depression.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
China is going to eat our lunch.
Come on, man.
Not a joke.
By the way, all you teachers out there, not that many of you are going to die, so don't worry about it. So don't worry about it. Come on.
Because I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Bunch of freaks.
Nancy's going to jail. Nancy is going to jail.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nancy is going to jail.
Not a joke.
All right, folks. It is, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. We are live this morning, and it is the news, according to me. Wednesday, March 25th, 9:55 a.m. Way late. Way late. I thought I was going to get a 9 o'clock start this morning. Probably should have just done the show earlier. Good morning. It is the news, according to me. I have, here we are, folks. I have a lot of things to talk about this morning. I don't know how this is going to go. If any of you are in the chat, at Podbean. By the way, Podbean is not going to have live streaming for much longer. In fact, there are very few platforms that do. I can't find any podcast platforms that are big. I mean, anything big at all that is actually that has any kind of live stream capability. Castos has talked about doing it, and they've never gone there. And I wonder if they're going to. If Podbean's pulling back, I'm assuming it's some kind of a lawyer issue. I'm assuming there's lawyers involved in this whole thing, in the whole process. I don't know why. Right now, I don't know why this happens all the time. This is frustrating. Got the whole AI thing set up here this morning again, and it's not working.
And I have another app. Maybe I need to get rid of this one. Maybe I need to just turn that one off. Got another app that's running that uses my microphone. I'll just have to No, I don't want to do that. I could probably do that. Let's try this now. See what it does. It says it's using the microphone. I fixed it. It was using the microphone in the other app. Apparently. Yeah. Okay. It's working now. Wow. Wow. The joys of being live. I have, if you are in the chat on Podbean, I probably will not be able to answer. I'm not going to be able to see anything there because I have other things up. I'm running all kinds of things here. I got two huge screens here in front of me and I can't see. I don't have enough space. I could probably put that in a little tiny window, I guess. And then I can't read it. I'm blind. I have, a lot of things to talk about this morning. We have a lot going on in the world. And, of course, the whole TSA thing just continues on. You got the TSA, you got the war, you got the other wars. And you got the banking thing, you got the economy, gas prices, you got, what else? What do you want to talk about? You can talk about all this stuff. Of course, now over here on my little panel, I got this little thing called, it's a podcast caller. It's going to be up for sale. I've got an app that's going to be out on the market, actually. What's kind of fun about this is it has a transcript on one side, and it saves the transcript of every show automatically. And then it has this thing in the middle, has callers, and it's got these little things. And you guys have heard, if you've heard the show before, you've heard this stuff. But if I can click on these little guys, they call in. There's four different little people there. It's like people, I'm going to call them people. What you're going to have to be, the real app that's going to happen is going to have some refinements to it. It's going to have a lot of adjustable stuff, and you can pick and choose the kind of people you can have up to four different kinds of callers to choose from. Well, I should say you're probably going to have about 50 different kind of callers to choose from, but you're going to have four that you can pick at any time unless you upgrade to something else. All kinds of different levels of this thing. I think the first rendition of it is going to cost about $39, really. So it's going to be fairly cheap. Now, if you get in on early as a founding member, you can get all the high level stuff for less. I think for like $99, you get the whole thing and you get free updates, all this stuff, all that happens. You're kind of a founding member forever. If you're a podcaster, or if you're just doing any kind of a show at all, or any kind of content, in fact, any kind of a, if you don't have to be a podcaster, you can be maybe just some kind of YouTube, you might have a show where you want to have a thing where you're doing your show and you have a call-in person, or you want to have a discussion. The other thing that's going to a higher level is going to be like a panel where all four of these people will be sitting in the room with me talking, and they can talk to each other. It's a whole different level of this thing. Now, on the other side, there's three panels here in front of me. The third panel is a search queue. Now, I can put in topics for the show for that day. And it will automatically round up any kind of video, articles, whatever it is I'm going to put in as my topics. And then as I'm speaking, this is the amazing thing, especially with Chrome, it works really well. As I'm speaking, this thing actually, it has a running scroll of potential videos, articles, whatever it is that I'm talking about, whenever I talk about a subject that specifically pulls out. Like right now, the economy is up there on the little thing is searching for economy stuff because that's what I happen to mention that word. And you can set up for trigger words as well, but it's pretty usable. It's pretty cool. And of course there's the call in people, the call in folks, which you know, can see, you have to set that up anyway, but then it, once you have the first initial call, it actually starts to talk. Now it's going to be refined much better in the real program that's going to be out there on the market. And I'm going to be demonstrating that as soon as it gets all done. That should be done by the end of next week. and then it'll be starting with that kind of stuff. But in the meantime, that's the show. We have quite a few things happening, in the world out there. So we're going to have some discussion about that. It's going to give me my opinion. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. I'm just a guy with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions running around in my head that I want to just spill out all over the place. So that's what you're going to get. That's kind of what, that's the fun of it. Anyway. So in the meantime, and it's a place where I like to say,
what's wrong with you people?
That's what I usually say. In the meantime, we're going to take a little break and we're just going to jump right into the show here.
It's the news, according to me. Oh, it's the news, according to me. It's the news, according to me. Oh, it's the news, it's the news,
it's the news, yeah.
According to me, it's the news,
it's the news.
According to me, it's the news. According to me.
Yeah. Well, there we are. It is. By the way, I've got in my cup here, I've got some chai. Big Train creamy chai with Almond Joy creamer. And I've got my peach sweet tea here beside me as well. My backup cup. So you got your hot and you got your cold there. You got your hot drink. You got your cold drink. You can rotate back and forth between those two. All right, so we got that going on. And by the way, what else do I usually say? This being a live show, it's kind of different. I only do the live show about once a week, maybe sometimes less. But point being, we are here. Get over it. They have. Wow, what else we got going on here? I'll jump right into it here. We got some callers. And let's see if this thing even works this morning. I've been having some issues with it. I think yesterday I got most of it straightened out. Now, this is after today. There's going to be, in fact, later today, I'm going to be working on some things with this. But theoretically, we'll get it all polished up and make it work right. Sort of like a one-click type thing. You just put it on your desktop, and you can just do whatever you want. You just pop it in. Anyway, this is where it's going. This is what's happening here. We'll wait for.
Hello there, my good man.
Yes, sir. There.
Love the live show. It's an honor to be on your podcast.
Well, it's an honor to have.
Sounds to me like the reports I'm hearing are true.
Yeah,
the ICE agents are actually doing some good at some of the airports around the country.
That's what I'm hearing.
So why are the Dems blaming Trump for this? I don't get it. This seems like a brilliant idea.
Well, I think it is. It is definitely. It's now whether or not there's some question about allocating resources and whether or not you can have this kind of crossover between agencies and have one step in for the other. But there are reports. In fact, the CNN is reluctantly, and MSNBC are both reluctantly, very reluctantly, reporting on how much shorter the lines are today. You had 6-hour lines in some places and now it's down to 10 minutes, which is absolutely amazing. Now it is Tuesday and there's traveling, there's travel days that aren't quite as busy as others. Sunday was a busier travel day than. So it's just, those are the kind of things you have to kind of take those things into account, but I'm not sure exactly what, but there's definitely a huge difference. It's a huge effect. It's interesting that the airports that it is affecting and some that aren't. There were some airports like, I think Houston was, in the states that they're in. I mean, Houston was very backed up and yet Dallas was not. I was just in and out of Dallas on Sunday and it was, I had no problems. Of course, now I've got a little special way I get through. But the general operation there was nothing different than anything I've ever seen before. I mean, it's just the same as usual. The lines weren't any longer. So I don't know. It's just interesting how the left has responded to this. But I'll let you.
Well, actually, you raise a really interesting point there.
Oh,
technically speaking, the resource allocation between agencies is a key factor here. There's likely some overlap and interdependencies that are allowing certain airports to be more efficient than others, despite the overall national improvements.
Uh-huh.
And it's fascinating that some hubs, like Houston, are still seeing bottlenecks, while others, like Dallas, are relatively unaffected.
Yeah.
Your personal experience navigating the system is also quite insightful.
Yeah.
Sounds like you've got some insider knowledge on how to optimize your travel experience.
Yeah, I do. Well, what's weird about this is that you didn't say anything that I haven't already said. That's what's kind of weird about that. That's what's, that gets a little concerning to me, that you're just rehashing information I've already said. Why are you not delving into? That's one of the things that have got to be fixed. Now, occasionally, let's go to Skip here and see what Skip has to say.
Hello there, my good man.
Oh, hello. Well, yes,
love the live show.
Right in here.
It's an honor to be on your podcast this morning. Sounds to me like the reports I'm hearing are true. The ICE agents are actually doing some good at some of the airports around the country.
That's,
so why are the Dems blaming Trump for this? I don't get it. This seems like a brilliant idea.
I think what happened there was right as I went to click on Skip, it changed and it went to Artie again. We're gonna try Skip here again. Let's see what happens.
Hey there, partner.
Oh,
I heard that AI is taking jobs away from people. Is that true? What's your whole take on this stuff? Is it just a lot of fluff? I mean, I don't know who to believe.
That might be worth playing again. I don't know what that was about. I did make some adjustments on Skip there, and I think that he possibly... by the way, my name's Kevin. You can call me Kevin. If you want to call me anything, call me Kevin. Because I've had for some reason these guys get me mixed up with, you know, they call me weird stuff sometimes. But it's a yeah. I don't know. that was kind of bizarre. It doesn't take a breath between sentences. Just kind of keeps on going. But I don't. So tell me, Skip. What do you think is going on with the? What is your opinion? And what are the reports? What are your? Maybe you can give us a report. Maybe you can dig into the internet there a little bit and find out what some of the reports are. And what are some of the longest wait times that were experienced over the weekend? Do you have any idea? Maybe you can get that kind of information up. Let's see what you can do here. That's my question. What can you do? What do you know?
Well, now, hold on there, Kevin. Sounds like you might have got a few wires crossed with that call there. Now, I'm Skip, the old school podcast caller, and I've got a few thoughts on this whole airport situation.
Oh, my God.
Back in my day, we didn't have all these fancy agencies tripping over each other.
Yeah.
You knew who was in charge, and they got the job done.
Hey, I'm older than you are.
But it seems like these days, everyone's pointing fingers, and the left is trying to make a big political fuss out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm no fan of Trump, but it seems to me the agents are doing their job and getting those lines down, even if it's not perfect everywhere.
Well, that was actually a decent response there, I have to say. That was quite refreshing. You never know what you're going to get when you click on one of these callers.
Hello. Who's this?
Yeah, here's,
I think I dialed the wrong number.
Oh, of course
you did. Is this 574-651-7685?
Yes, it is.
I was trying to call the big brain dude on the news, according
to
me.
That's me. I'm the guy.
But it's not according to me. I mean,
yeah.
It's according to you.
It's according to me.
So I guess this is
you.
The news according to you, or
for
is it me?
For you,
it's
not you,
it's me.
Yeah. That's the way that works. If it's not me, it's you. If it's not you, it's me. I don't know. By the way, my name's Kevin. You can call me Kevin. Just whenever you address me, you can just call me Kevin or Mr. Kevin. Either one is fine. Or just sir would be fine. Or dude. I'll answer to dude as well. But thanks for calling in. And yes, and by the way, that is the number. If you want to call into the show, you can call into the show anytime. Except for right now, I can't find the where to go now. That's not the right place to. What? Anyway, that's the right number. You did mention the right number. You can repeat it back again if you want to. Did you get it the first time? You can repeat that again if you want to there, Chloe. Go ahead and repeat it. Go ahead. Just feel free anytime. I'll see if you can do that. Are you that smart? You're not that smart.
Aye, Kevin, my man. This is Chloe, your resident Gen Z podcast caller, ready to spill the tea on this airport drama. From what I'm seeing on my FYP, the Dems are trying to make a whole big TikTok trend out of this.
Yeah.
But TBH, it sounds like the ICE agents are just doing their jobs, you know?
Yeah,
the wait times are wild, but who's really surprised? It's been a wild few years. Even the airports can't keep up. Anyway, let me know if you need that number again. I got you, fam.
Yeah, well, let's try it. Do tell me the number again. Tell me that phone number again, if you would. Do you have it right there handy? Go ahead and repeat that phone number. Go ahead. Repeat that phone number.
Ooh, you want me to repeat that number again, huh, Kevin?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. I think it was 1-800-CALL-IN. But you know how it is with these hotlines? The digits are always changing. Anyway, I'm on it. Always happy to help a fellow podcast enthusiast like yourself.
Oh,
us
my
Gen Zers got to stick together, you know?
Yeah.
Just say the word if you need anything else. I'm your girl.
That's true. Yes, that's true. And you're 1-800 call in. That's not the number, by the way. It's not. That is not the number. Oh, the number is 574-651-7685 if you want to call into the hotline. That's funny. That's just so many stuff right there. That's you can't, by the way, this is, you know, you don't pay for this other than with your time. I do appreciate your time. And I respect your time. There's no charge for this at a kind of entertainment. This is just, this is all free, except for the time you put into it and you can't get that back. Sorry. Once you spend that, it's done. It's gone. You can't get a refund on that. You can't. So I do apologize for your wasted time. I have, we have one more caller here on the line, and we'll see how this goes. It's been interesting so far this morning. At least they're responding much better than they were before.
Yes, oh, yes, yes. Oh, it's me again. Oh, you know who I am. I call in all the time. Yeah, and you never seem to listen to any of my very highly educated opinions.
That's questionable.
So I'm not even sure why I call bother to talk to you.
Me either.
Maybe it's because I have no real life of my
probably
own.
Probably so.
And this is my only shot at fame and fortune.
Yeah.
Now I can't remember
good
why
luck
I
with
called.
That.
Oh, well, I'm a very highly educated historian, and just in case you wanted to know.
Yeah, well, I gathered that. Yeah. So with all your history knowledge, has there ever been a case in U.S. history where an agency like this, like the ICE agency, the whatever it is, has stepped in and covered another agency's jobs? Has this ever happened before in the history of all of humanity, all of at least the country, the U.S., United States? Has it ever happened before? By the way, my name's Kevin. You can call me Kevin. Address me as Kevin.
Well, Kevin, that's an interesting question. As a historian, I can say there have been numerous instances throughout U.S. history where federal agencies have intervened in domestic affairs, often with mixed results.
Oh, that's interesting.
For example, during the Civil Rights Movement, agencies like the FBI were accused of overstepping their bounds and infringing on the rights of citizens. However, one could argue their involvement was necessary to enforce desegregation laws. It's a complex issue without simple answers, but a fascinating topic to explore further. Let me know if you'd like me to delve deeper into any specific historical precedents.
Well, I think that's enough. But that would be interesting to explore, but not right now. The interesting thing there is that, you know, the FBI stepped in, but they didn't. I don't know that they stepped in and took the place of any other organization other than local law enforcement. You could maybe say that. Now, Trump could have called the National Guard in to maintain security at the airports, because they can do perimeter security, they can do all those kinds of things. They can't do checkpoint security. They can't do interaction with the public. That kind of thing is a whole different ball game when you're talking about running the machines, running the scanners, doing all the pat downs, everything else that has to happen there. They're not trained for that. That requires a certain amount of training. You got to go off to school for that. They literally have training sessions for that. You can't just show up and do that kind of thing. But they can provide, an alleviation of some other of their duties, some of their duties that don't involve the public like that. I talked about that yesterday on yesterday's show. But of course, that show is recorded. This show is live. Live up and in person with you. I could go on with this conversation. I can continue the conversation with Elena. I could have kept that going. I could have just kept pushing the response button and she would have kept responding to what I was saying. And she probably would have done. Now, it sounded like she actually did something outside of my conversation, which is kind of interesting. It's actually kind of, I kind of like that. That's nice to see that happen, that they're actually digging into some things back behind that. And I realize it has to do it, live and in real time, and it takes a lot to accomplish that. However, in terms of bandwidth and everything else, now with my fiber we've got fiber here now at the home headquarters as well as the main international worldwide headquarters. There's also fiber there as well. And it's so we can do extremely fast up and down stuff with that's why I can run this thing now without any question about whether it's going to work or not. I used to have all kinds of issues with is it going to work? I was constantly watching the signal meter to see if I was getting anything put out there. Now, here's my take on this is what everybody tuned in for is to hear my take on all this stuff. Yesterday I was talking about Venezuela and some of the other things that were happening. Now, one of the things that I think that Trump recognizes right now is that Russia was behind a lot of the support. One of the things that they were providing support to Cuba, they were providing support to Venezuela, some of the South American countries, China, between China and Russia, that are very heavily involved in South America economically, which is why
the continent includes 12 sovereign countries: Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, Chile, Colombia.
Yeah, that was apparently Siri decided to chime in on the conversation. She's jealous because all these other AIs are getting involved, so she thinks she has to get involved. Apparently, I might have pushed the button. I don't know what I did there, but somehow she thought I was talking to her. Anyway, they're heavily involved economically in a lot of places. And of course, now this whole thing, Venezuela was kind of at the, I would say it was at the forefront. You have to realize how close Venezuela actually is to the United States. It's actually not that far away. And we don't think, you know, thinking of it in terms of militarily, it is closer to the United States than Iceland is to Russia. And there, you know, but it's still strategically a very important place. Now, having said that, Russia's hands are a little bit, I wouldn't say tied, but they're a little bit busy right now with this whole thing with Ukraine. They've used a lot of resources, a lot of ground troops, a lot of things are happening there that they just don't have the resources to continue to support and step in. I think Trump saw this as an opportunity to make some impact. If you're, you know, he stepped in wanting to end this conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Neither one of them were coming to the table. They were not doing anything. They both were acting like, well, Zelensky acts like a petulant child most of the time, but they both went their own way. So I think Trump stepped back and said, hey, well, if you guys want to continue this, if Russia wants to continue this on, doesn't want to get this over with, then you go ahead and just keep yourself busy over there while we go ahead and dismantle everything else that's going on over here. Then you can't do anything about it because you're so busy over there. If you had shut that down, you could have focused on some other things and you'd have, you know, you'd still have some defensive opportunities over here, but you don't now. So we're going to take advantage of that. So while you're busy over there messing around, we're going to mess with you over here. And I think that's what he did. I don't know. I don't, you know, I'm not, you know, in on what the conversation's going on over there, but looking at the way this guy thinks and the way his administration kind of has seen some things. I mean, knowing the people who are involved now, there are people, Rubio is only one of the many people involved in making those decisions. There are people militarily, there are people economically that are involved with Trump this time that were not involved last time. Nobody wanted to step up. There are some brilliant people, and I think Bessette is one of them. Economically, he's brilliant. But now they know that gas prices are going to go up because of this whole thing going on, the conflict with Iran. Now, apparently, they have struck at the heart of things that are going on with Iran, and they realize that they can't keep this up. I can't keep doing this. Trump was basically ready to, and he let him know. He goes, I'm going to be taking out your power stations, your electric power grid. So just let me know if you guys want to talk. That's the next step. Tomorrow we're going to do that. So just let me know. They called him that night. Let's make a deal. Call Bob Barker in here. We're going to make a deal. Or who is the guy that does it? It's a, anyway. What's the guy? What's that comedian's name? I can't think of his name right now. So all of a sudden they want to come to the table. Now, can we trust them and all? I don't know. They've always been good at this. Hey, we need a ceasefire. Let's go ahead and reload your bullets over there while we have the ceasefire. Go ahead and get everything. We need to resupply. It's calling for a ceasefire. Hey, wait, no. Truce. No touchbacks. That's when they go after you. They wait. We need a ceasefire, and then we reload, and then we can start firing again. It's like kind of like they make up the rules as they go. This is what you have to kind of wonder about. Oh, we're going to vow to never have a nuclear weapon. We're going to vow to do this. We're going to vow to do that. Whatever. We'll see how that goes. Because I don't know. I don't know if you can trust them or not. That's the big question is, can we or should we? Those two things are just up in the air at this point. I don't know. In the meantime, that's where we stand. So we've been going almost 30 minutes now. My live shows usually don't go very long. However, due to the nature of the show itself, I realize that I do play a lot of fluff at the beginning, typically, which is an issue. That's my opinion. Now, the reason gas prices have gone up is strictly speculation. It's pure speculation. At some point, they are going to drop through the floor. I believe we're going to see gas down in the lower, less than $3 a gallon again soon, very soon. This is what you call a transient spike in fuel prices. And now, at the same time, I would be surprised if by the end of next week, gas prices are still up, around $4 a gallon. I would be very surprised at that. I know in some places around the country, they're higher than that. In our area, typically we were seeing gas prices down just under $3 a gallon right before all this happened. And I think that they're up about a gallon, about a dollar more right now, 20-25% increase, basically, 30%, whatever it is. But I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to stay much longer. I think that this thing's going to be resolved shortly. And as soon as it is, the market's going to go nuts again. Speaking of markets, there are a lot of things right now. Tech stocks are down, but I'm not a financial counselor. I'm just giving my opinions, and it's what you do with your own money is your own business. If you follow my advice, there's something wrong with you. You need to seek counseling and help. Stop. Get some help. So I have, I'm just saying that the markets are going to bounce back as soon as this thing's announced. It's going to be nuts. Now, tech stocks, in kind of a weird place right now. I think there's some kind of big show right now, some kind of big tech show of some kind going on. I'm not sure where it is. If I'd have known about it, if I'd had time, I probably would have gone to it. I'm getting more heavily involved in technology stuff, and I'd like to know what's going on. Especially with regard to the AI world, which I talked about a little bit yesterday on Technical Tuesday. Technology. We have that kind of stuff going on. And I think that the tech stocks are going to come back. Now, the tech stock, I don't know how much of the GDP. This would be a good question to ask. I should have asked something. How much of the GDP does tech make up? Let's see what kind of answer I get here. The probably don't get anything. Based on recent data from 2025, the technology sector and its related infrastructure, particularly AI and data center investments, are now massive drivers of the U.S. economy. Oh, maybe I'm wrong about this. Overall digital economy share. The digital economy amounts for 18% of U.S. GDP, which it's a little higher than I would have thought. I would have guessed between 10 and 15%. It's a little higher than I would have thought, reaching an estimated $4.9 trillion in 2025. Now, it's going to continue to go up and probably become more of a share. So the question, real question is, are jobs going to go away? That is one question. Is that one of the questions that one of these guys asked? I don't think it was. I thought I had that down for one of the callers to ask that question, but I don't think it did. I think it's worth listening to Skip again. I think we're gonna pull Skip
hey
back.
Hey there, partner. Yeah. I heard that AI is taking jobs away from people. Is that true? What's your whole take on this stuff? Is it just a lot of fluff? I mean, I don't know who to believe.
Yeah, I think it was. He did ask. I guess I was so I was so entertained by the way he was talking. I forgot what he actually asked. The question he actually asked. He was talking about taking jobs away from people. And I don't think that jobs are going to be taken away. I think we're going to add the the job market is going to change. I think that what's going to happen is there's going to be a shift in the type of jobs that people do or the kinds of things people do, especially with AI. AI does make things more efficient if you use it properly. You can get more. There's certain kinds of things you can get done much quicker. You're still going to need a lawyer to sign off on some things. AI can create some documents and do some things and make their job quicker. They may not need as many people in the law firm. They may not need as many paralegals. They may not, whatever it is, to read through and summarize things that, you know, AI can do a pretty good job of that. But AI makes stuff up. I was working with a program yesterday. I'm putting together an application for a training program. And we have very strict standard operating procedures. And I plugged all this. I gave them all the documents to make that happen. Here's all the things. This is the actual profile. This is the actual everything that has to be said and the way it needs to be said and the sequence in which it needs to be said and all that stuff. It came up with some of this stuff and it said, oh, I just made that. So I said, why is this in there? This shouldn't be in there. Why does it say this? Well, I just made that up. That was the answer I got back from from the program. What part of strict adherence to SOP did you not understand? We can't get away from it. You have to actually look at the profile and look at the SOP here to make this work. We cannot stray from it in any way. That's what the whole program is to do, is to get us in compliance with SOP. If you're making stuff up, well, I can do that. Anybody can do that going through training. I can just make something up. I was just ridiculous. Let's see how Skip responds to this one now. I don't know if he will or not. Call me Kevin. You can address me as Kevin.
All right, hold on there, partner. Okay. Back in my day, we didn't have all these fancy AI programs telling us how to do our jobs.
You are an AI.
Now, I hear what you're saying about the digital economy taking over and all, but I reckon we ain't going to see jobs disappearing left and right. Heck, there'll be shifts, sure, but the way I see it, we'll just need to adapt and learn some new skills. Yeah. Can't just be making up stuff willy-nilly, though. Got to stick to them standard operating procedures.
Yeah, this is all just stuff.
Otherwise, we're all
about.
Just going to end up in a jumbled mess.
Yeah, that's all stuff that I've already talked about. It's just rehashing what I've already said. It's not giving me any new information whatsoever. But that's fine. And again, this is supposed to be artificial intelligence. It's supposed to be the all-knowing, all-seeing machine. And it is not. I'm here to prove it. My show is here to prove it. Anyway, folks, that's basically, that's kind of what all I've got to say today, I guess. I don't have anything else to talk about. I'm kind of done, I guess. This is a little past our time, I guess. I like to go about 30 minutes on live shows, but, here we are, 38 minutes, and you got more than your money's worth on this show, because we're brought to you by nothing. Brought to you by it's sponsored by me. I am the sponsor. Again, folks, if you want to call the show, call or text the show, it's 574-651-7685. You can call or text that number, and that's what you can do. You can actually do that. If you don't have international calling, you can go to google.com/voice. Type it in there. In the meantime, folks, I'll be back tomorrow with a recorded show. God bless. See ya.